Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck, whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000. Like this 2008 Saturn Aura XE, four-door sedan, local trade with 3.5-liter V6 engine and four-speed automatic transmission. Equipped with sunroof, AM, FM, CD, Sirius XM, and input jack sound system. Priced at only $5,900, see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and three truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Listen to the WLEW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. It's now our segment we like to call the Media Roundtable on WLEW Sports, where we gather up as many football aficionados as possible and pit them against each other for bragging rights. Joining me today from the Huron Daily Tribune via text, it's the Wizard of the Football Blizzard, Paul P. Adams, our in-game analyst for WLEW Sports, Dave Hansen, and our Director of Sports Information at the WLEW Sports Network, Doug Cole. Through the end of the season, we will keep score of our game's predictions, and when that time comes, we will deem a Media Roundtable winner. Paul P. Adams is our reigning Media Roundtable champion, and he almost started out the season where he left off, but not until after Doug Cole showed up and spoiled his champion's dinner of cold cuts.
Yeah, thanks to Bad X there. Not so fast, Paul, as he thought he had one in the bag, but Doug Cole is able to pull it out, and I'm proudly going to stand here and tell you I'm at the back of the bus here, boys.
So, how it works, each media representative picks a winner and a final score for tonight's featured game of the WLEW Sports Network. The winner is deemed by selecting the winning team and by having the most accurate point differential. If no one selects the correct winner, then I, Clark Ramsey, graciously will accept the victory for that week. Since Doug Cole is leading the pack at 1-0-0, Mr. Cole, the tee is yours.
Well, I feel honored. All right, I think this is going to be a good game here. I think I'm going to think Deckerville will pull it off just because Lawrence having Deckerville's way the past few years. So with that being said, I got Deckerville 41, Lawrence 30.
Deckerville 41, Lawrence 30, Deckerville by 11 for Doug Cole. Dave Hansen? Oh, hold on. Actually, no, Paul Adams goes next. So he sent me via text here, and here's what he has said. Tonight's prediction is a very tough one to call. Both teams, get out of my way, Siri. Both teams are coming off impressive week one wins. Deckerville's strength remains its defense. The Eagles have been unbeatable at home as well. Their last home loss, in fact, was Lawrence in 2014. According to Paul P. Adams, they keep the home streak going to tonight. Deckerville 35, Lawrence 22. So Paul P. Adams in the books with Deckerville as well. And he is saying Deckerville by 13. 35-22. Now Dave Hansen, the tee is yours.
Well, gentlemen, I do like your picks tonight. It is very difficult for me to come over here to Deckerville and not believe that they are the best team here. Lawrence, a little bit of an unknown. I know they scored a lot of points last week. They are definitely going to be a good test for Deckerville in the start of the season to see what these young kids really got. I do have the Deckerville Eagles winning this football game. I do think they're going to win by two scores. I have 32, Deckerville, 16, Lawrence.
32-16, so a little bit lower scoring matchup for you. and you have the high score to the high differential of 16 points.
Let's look at it this way. Deckerville has prided themselves on defense all year long for the last how many years? When you think Bill Brown and Deckerville Eagles, you think hard-nosed defense. I think if they can keep Lawrence at bay a little bit and keep that score down, it only advantage to the home team and the Deckerville Eagles.
Now let's take a look across the whole region of other area games tonight. And we will start in eight-player football. And we have North Huron at Owen Gage tonight at 7 p.m.
Two teams, both coming off losses. Look for the team that's had a little better track record in the past, coaching stability. Give me Owen Gage at home.
Caseville is at Peck, both teams 0-1.
Another two teams coming off losses. Matter of fact, this Lawrence team beat Peck last week. I think Peck at home rebounds this week in a game that could be fairly close.
New Haven Merritt and Akron Fairgrove, and I'd like to point out all the NCTL Stripes last week took on the NCTL Stars division, and all the Stripes lost to the Stars. So New Haven Merritt and Akron Fairgrove, both 0-1.
Again, two tough teams faced two Stars teams and obviously did not fare well again. I'm sticking with my theory, going with the home team. Give me Akron Fairgrove.
So he takes Akron Fairgrove over New Haven Merritt. And our last NCTL Stripes game is CPS and Bay City All Saints in Bay City.
Another tough one to predict. I'm taking the home team, Bay City All Saints. Neither team has had much luck in the past. Give me the All Saints at home.
Moving on to the NCTL Stars, Kingston at Dryden, both teams 1-0.
This one here I really could flip a coin on. I like both teams to be competitive in the NCTL Stars. Give me the home team again. I'll take Dryden in a close one.
Mayville at Morris.
Again, two tough teams. I like the history of Morris. I think they're a team that can certainly win. Mayville new. I'm going to give Morris the edge there.
Flint International House of Pancakes taking on Burton Madison in Burton tonight.
Much of those pancakes sound good. I'm sticking with my pattern. Burton Madison gets the win.
And, of course, you have Deckerville over Lawrence tonight by 16 points. So Dave Hansen taking all of eight-player
home teams
winning tonight. Let's move on to 11-player. And one game that will not be taking place, it was scheduled to, is Sagan and Novell hosting the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe, due to injury, only had 13 dressable, and they lost two key contributors, so they actually had to forfeit earlier this week. So Bad Axe falls to 0-2, Sagan and Novell at 2-0. So we move on to another game taking place in Saginaw tonight. It is Beaverton and Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach at 1-0, Beaverton at 1-0.
An interesting game there being held, I believe, at Saginaw Valley State University, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, indeed.
Beaverton got the better of Harbor Beach last year. Harbor Beach, definitely a better team than they were last year, based on my two eyes that I seen last week. Give me Harbor Beach in that game in a close one. I still think Beaverton is going to be competitive, but I think the Pirates have enough firepower this year to keep up with the scoring.
Ubbly at Cass City.
The home stretch stops here. The Ubbly Bearcats are the best team in the area. Cass City looked really good, but they gave up 30-plus points. You can't do that. You know Ubbly's going to put up their 25, 30 points easy, but Ubbly's defense is still too much for Cass City. Ubbly gets the win.
Moving on to Sandusky at Lakers.
Again, give me the home team. I like the athletes that the Lakers have. That loss, a little bit of a unique one. They played Hudson last week and fought them tough. Tells me that Lakers is going to be a tough team in the West. I like them winning at home and getting back to 1-1.
Marlette at USA.
Definitely thought about this one a little longer. Marlette coming off a win. USA obviously not playing well against Ubbly last week, but Ubbly, again, I believe is the best team in the area. But USA, week two under new coaching, gets back in the winning category this week against Marlette.
And Brown City at Vassar.
I was not impressed with Vassar last week. I will take Brown City on the road.
And we have Memphis at Reese rounding out our 11-player matchups.
Give me Reese at home. Memphis, really not a great track record the last few years. Give me Reese.
There you have it, the crystal ball of Dave Hansen tonight on the WLAW Sports Network. We are 25 minutes away from kicking off our eight-player matchup of the Lawrence Tigers at the Deckerville Eagles right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
More Motor Sales in Carroll has been serving motorist needs in here in Sanilac and Tuscola counties for more than a half century. It started as Burton Moore Ford and became Moore Motor Sales in 1970. Since the beginning, customers have enjoyed fair and friendly treatment and service, which is why motorists from all over the thumb keep driving to Carroll. The customer is still king at Moore Motor Sales, the no gimmicks, full disclosure Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer at the west side of Carroll on M81. Why not find out for yourself?
In our lives,